The most important thing about religion is what? How would you answer that question? What is it that's really important, that really matters about being a Christian? Well, would you say that the most important thing is that we worship in the right way? I mean, come on, worship is central and vital. The worship of Almighty God, it's got to be done in the right way. And for some people, that means traditional worship. Worship that's meditative, reflective, where you have a great choir and where you have old litanies and liturgies and of course you sing the old hymns. Hey, you gotta love the old hymns. Come on, you gotta love the old hymns. And then others would say, no, worship must be contemporary. It must be alive and moving with words up on the screen and a pumped up band just like we have at 9:30. In ancient Israel, people would have said the proper way to worship is with the right ritual at the right time, with the right sacrifice and all the right rigmarole that goes along with it. And don't you dare set foot in the Holy of Holies, because only the high priest is allowed to go in there. Is that the most important thing, that we worship the right way? And then there are others that would say, the most important thing is that we believe the right beliefs, that we believe the right doctrines, the right dogmas, that we don't water down the faith with wayward teaching of any kind. It's the way you believe. Now, for example, I might come before you and say, I have always been a true believer. I've always been a United Methodist. I never went along with all that Catholic stuff, and I never bought into that Presbyterian stuff about predestination. And, well, as for the Baptists, I want nothing to do with that crowd. I'm a true believer. And if you don't believe what I believe, then somehow you're not a real Christian. Have you ever had anybody say that to you, or maybe imply that you are somehow not a real Christian? You see, the problem is, if we assume that the most important thing is the way you worship, or if we assume that the most important thing is that we believe the right set of beliefs, then we're going to have differences of opinion. We're going to have arguments. We are going to have separations and divisions within the body of Christ. Why do we have all the denominations that we have? Why do we have all these independent congregations that are springing up all around us? They're not connected to anybody. They're just independent congregations. Why? Because we can't agree on the right way to worship, and we can't agree on the right set of doctrines to believe in. But is that the most important thing? In the 1500s and the 1600s, people fought wars over those issues. So what is the most important thing? What is it that really matters? This morning, I want to share one man's answer to that question. His name was Micah. He lived a little more than 700 years before the birth of Jesus. He was one of the Hebrew prophets. Some scholars think his real name might have been Micaiah, and that Micah is a shortened form of that, just like Mike is a shortened form of Michael. Well, in any event, Micah raised this very question: what is the most important thing? And for Micah, this wasn't just a vague and abstract question, because he worded it this way. He said, what does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? We're not talking about somebody else now. We're not talking about the person in the pew to your left or to your right. We're talking about you. What is it that the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, from whom we have all come and to whom we will all one day return, what does the Lord require of you? And Micah dared to say, this isn't just my opinion, this is God's opinion, because God has shown you what is right. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly before God. Let's look at each of those three parts of Micah's answer. First of all, do justice. Now, you might say to yourself, I can't do justice. That's something a judge does when he sends the bad guy to jail. Well, yeah, that's justice. The bad guy goes to jail. But justice is a much broader concept than that. Listen to the way that Plato defined justice. Plato said, justice is giving each person their fair and right due. Giving each person their fair and right due. So in the case of the bad guy, their fair and right due might be to go to jail. But for others, their fair and right due might be to have this day their daily bread. Their fair and right due might be to have a roof over their head. Their fair and right due might be to have the opportunities of life that are provided. And the benefits that come from God, benefits that are freely given to all of God's dear children. Whenever the powerful put down the poor, whenever the powerful put down and oppress anyone, justice is denied. And friends, the church dare not remain silent if justice is denied. The gifts of God are for all, the poor, the rich, white, black, male, female, young, old, it doesn't matter. They're for all. This weekend, we remember those who gave their lives for our country, who sacrificed everything they had for this country. And what did they die for? Did they not die for a biblical principle? A principle that is the very foundation of our nation, that all are endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights, rights that dare not and must not be taken away, rights of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Did they not die for that great foundational principle of America, that we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and all means all. And how do we honor those brave men and women that died? Well, we can do it by doing what Micah said to do. Do justice. And secondly, to love kindness. Whatever happened to kindness in our national discourse? Whoever decided that there cannot be kindness in the way we relate to one another and especially to those with whom we disagree? It's reported that Senator John McCain is very ill and probably near death. It's also reported that one of Senator McCain's very closest friends in the Senate, get a load of this, you'll not believe who it was. It was Ted Kennedy. And you say, how can that be? How can a Democrat from Massachusetts be a very close friend of a Republican from Arizona? How can that happen? Why not? Why can there not be kindness and mercy and compassion and goodness even with those for whom we may disagree? In the Bible, in Micah's words, the word that we translate as kindness is a word that is used over and over and over again in the Hebrew text. It's the word chesed. Chesed we translate as steadfast love. And in the Old Testament, it's the word that is used of God's love. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His chesed, his steadfast love, endures forever. Chesed is a love that doesn't quit. It doesn't fade away. It is unconditional. It is freely given. What could be greater than to receive a love like that? A love that's given to us not just because we're good and sweet and pleasant, but even when we are miserable and irritable and wretched and very difficult to live with. Love freely given, the love of God. And that's the love that we are to give to others. In fact, Jesus raised the ante of what Micah said. Jesus said that all of the law and all of the prophets, even old Micah, all of the law, all of the prophets can be summed up in one word, love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love, chesed, love kindness. And thirdly, Micah said, walk humbly with God. Muhammad Ali once said, it's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am. But however hard it might be, humble is what we need to be. You see, pride and arrogance and boastfulness are a deceit. Pride and arrogance and boastfulness are a lie. We depend on grace. It's all by grace. It's by grace that you woke up this morning. It's by grace that you could walk in the door of this sanctuary. It's by grace that you can see the light of the new day streaming through the windows. It's by grace that you can hear the music of the choir. It's by grace that you are forgiven. It is by grace that you can breathe in every breath of life. It's by grace. It is all by grace. When the people of Israel were coming out of slavery in Egypt and moving into the promised land, the book of Deuteronomy gives them a very solemn warning. The book of Deuteronomy predicts that in this new land, the promised land, their herds and their flocks will multiply. Their wealth will multiply. All that they have will multiply. It will be abundant. But then listen to this warning. When all that they have is multiplied, take care that you do not forget the Lord your God. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Remember the Lord your God. It is God who gives you the power to get wealth. Let there be no self-delusion among us. Walk humbly before God. And there's a very simple way to maintain humility. I hope you do this every day. But if not, today is a day to start. And that is simply to give grace before your meal. Don't just sit down and wolf down your food. But pause. Acknowledge that sustenance and life come from beyond yourself. That they are gifts of a loving God. And say thank you. Thank you for life and sustenance. Walk humbly before God. Now listen one more time to the verbs that are used in Micah's answer. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly before God. Those are active verbs. This is not a passive, laid back kind of a thing. This is something that requires commitment and dedication and day by day following, every day to follow that. The past is behind us. We can't change it. The future is out there. It's uncertain. We may face it with anxiety, maybe with hope, but it's out there. But what we have is today. Today we can choose. Today we can decide. Today we can make a difference. Today we can ask, what is it that really matters? And we don't have to guess what the answer is. He's shown us. He's told us what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? Do justice, love, chesed, walk humbly before God. So be it.